It is Farm Safety Awareness Week. Did you know this? No, you probably didn't. And the Irish Farmers Association are encouraging farmers to take time this week to just review working practices to ensure their farm is safe. And one of the people championing that message by sharing her story is 18-year-old Ella Casey, and she's on the line. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Thanks for doing this. Ella, tell me about yourself. Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, I did. I grew up on a farm. I was always helping out from when I was young.
Okay. And what was your favourite job?
Anything that wasn't paperwork.
Hang on. There's no paperwork in farming. Are you crazy?
There is way too much paperwork.
Really? Isn't that funny? That's something you really don't think about. If you want to be a farmer, yeah. You need to like paperwork. What about machinery and cows? And did you love getting stuck into all of that?
Oh, yes. That was great. All the practical stuff and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's good to hear. Now, can you tell the listener what happened to you in August 2021?
Yes. So I was overcome by slurry gas while agitating slurry.
Okay. Now, I never heard of this happening before. So how did this happen?
Yes. Yeah, so there's the slurry, which we spread on the field that makes the grass grow. And we have to mix it up before we spread it. Mm-hmm. And when it's mixed up, it can release toxic gases, which isn't great.
Okay. And isn't there a certain time you can't be around it?
Yeah, they say the recommended guideline is 30 minutes. You stay out with the shed where it's happening.
Okay, so it's mixed. It's all mixed, but, you know. And then you leave for 30 minutes for safety.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And take all the animals out as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. All leave the shed. So what happened with you? How come you were in that vicinity? Did you not know about the 30-minute rule or what was the case?
Yeah, no, I did know and we obeyed that. We went by the regulations and I went in after the 30 minutes had passed to let back in the animals. And when I was walking through, there's a room that I had to walk through that's small. Most of the shed is a big open shed, but then there's a smaller room. Mm-hmm. And when I walked into that room, the gas had been trapped in that room.
Okay.
So when I walked in there, that's
when it happened.
Yeah.
So what happened exactly? Did you get a headache? Did you know something was wrong immediately? Can you just talk me through when you knew something was wrong?
So I walked into the room and I got a splitting headache and my eyes started streaming. And I pulled out the phone and I rang Keith, who I knew was upstairs in the shed.
Your brother?
No, he was working the same place I was.
Okay.
Yeah. And I rang him. And when he answered the phone, I had passed out. I didn't say anything on the phone when he answered.
Oh, my God. It would have that kind of an effect.
Yeah. No, straight away. Down. It was lucky that I got out the phone.
So you got out the phone. You called Keith.
Yeah.
But then you went unconscious. So you didn't actually get to speak to Keith?
No. I'm very lucky that he copped something that was going on and went to look for me straight away. Because the gas is heavier than air. So when I fainted, I was getting the worst of it.
Oh my days.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you, luckily, Keith's fast thinking really saved you, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Now, God forbid he had his phone on silent or his phone was off and he didn't go looking for you.
It.
What would have happened?
I would not be here talking to you.
Wow. That is incredible. Yeah. So when and where did you wake up?
I woke up on the ground outside surrounded by paramedics and fire brigade people and guards and the whole lot.
Okay. And did you end up going to hospital?
Yeah, I was airlifted to Galway.
You were airlifted to Galway?
Yeah, I went in the helicopter.
And do you remember that experience?
I do, yeah. They put me, I was in the ambulance on site first and I had the oxygen mask on me, mm-hmm. so I kind of came round a bit. So I had the time of my life in the helicopter.
Look, when I knew it was serious and you were knocked out and all, I didn't think it was this serious that, you know, they felt they had to airlift you to Galway Hospital. How long were you in hospital for?
I was out in a few hours.
Okay, grand. So they just looked you over and you were good to...
Yeah, I had a chest x-ray and it's unbelievable how lucky I was.
Okay, and is that all to do with Keith's timing of getting to you quickly?
Pretty much, yeah, because the longer you're exposed to it, the worse.
Okay. Your family must have gotten an awful shock.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. They came over and I was just on the ground surrounded by everything.
So, just going back, because we're talking about a Farm Safety Awareness Week.
Yeah.
Has that time of 30 minutes before entering a shed after, mixing the slurry, has that been changed now?
Yes, they have altered some of the regulations. There's the HSA have a slurry safety course that you can do online. And it includes in it to be mindful of areas that gas can get trapped in. And that's what caught me out.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and the IFA have their Farm Safety Hub online, and that has loads of resources.
Yeah.
Not so, just slurry, for farm safety in general.
That's what we're talking about. Week, the IFA's Farm Safety Week, they're trying to highlight different things. What else are they trying to highlight?
Everything to do with farm safety. Machinery is also a big area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is there new regulations coming in?
For the quads? There is new regulations coming in November for quad bikes, because they can be pretty lethal, and they're smaller than most other machines on a farm. You wouldn't think it, but they are.
Yeah, and we've had we've heard of accidents happening on quad bikes far too often now.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important to have a week like this?
To let everyone know, most farmers have never had a serious accident happen, and neither had we until this happened to us. So it's just to let everyone know that it can happen anywhere. We thought we were being safe, and it still happened to us. So everyone needs to look at their own farm, look at the facilities have there, and look at the possible dangers that could be there on their own farm.
And what advice have you got for, people visiting a farm? I know, a lot of people might not work on a farm or be near a farm, but even just going to, I was in a friend's house in Wales recently, and the kid in the house took my two kids to another farm to go look at the animals. I didn't even think twice of letting them go or being there. So what would you say to people visiting farms?
Well, in what you just mentioned with the two kids, definitely an adult go with them. And there always has to be someone with you.
Okay.
Always. Just because if there was no one in that shed with me, that would have been a different story. And also, if my phone was dead, or if Keith's phone was dead, or if his own phone was on silent,
You wouldn't be talking to me today.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be talking to me today. Well, aren't you a very lucky girl?
Extremely.
Oh, my days. Have you got a different perspective on life? You've gone through something like that?
I couldn't get over for days after how lucky everything had happened, one thing after another, that I was able to get out of the shed and everything, all the little coincidences. Because imagine if you just got a phone from someone that you're working with and they didn't answer. Well, if it had been me, I probably wouldn't have thought twice about it. I would just say they rang me by accident or something.
Yeah, totally.
And so,
on Keith for reacting so well. And he had to make sure he didn't inhale the fumes as well when he was helping you.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Very, very scary stuff. So what about you? What are you doing with yourself these days?
I've just finished my first year of college. I'm studying science.
Are you studying science? Very good. And how's it all going?
It's great. It's great. I can specialise in agricultural science going down the road, so that might be something. I haven't fully decided yet, though.
Okay. Well, keep going. And thanks for coming on the show, Ella, and making us aware of Farm Safety Awareness Week. And if people want more information, is there a website they can go to?
Yes, ifa.ie have the Farm Safety Hub, and the HSA also have farm safety courses that anyone can take free of charge.
Amazing. ifa.ie. Ella, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us and telling us your story. There we go. That was Ella Casey. She's from County Longford, just sharing her story of how things can very quickly and easily go wrong while working on a farm, and raising awareness of the importance of farm safety for the 11th annual IFA Farm Safety Week, which is currently taking place right now. 2 Jen Zamparelli.
on RTE 2FM.